Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. This is Abdul Nasser Jengda and you're listening to the Qalam podcast. Qalam is an organization dedicated to making Islamic knowledge accessible for everyone. Alhamdulillah, the month of Ramadan is a very beautiful and powerful opportunity for learning and spiritual growth in the life of a Muslim. Therefore, Qalam has put together amazing resources for you and your family, your community to benefit from in the month of Ramadan, from a webinar on how to prepare to recitation of the entire Quran, the meaning and the message of the whole Quran, the du'as from the Quran, special webinars and events in regards to the Battle of Badr, the last 10 nights and Laylatul Qadr, and so much more. We're very excited and happy to bring you all of this Ramadan programming. Be a part of the good work that we are doing at Qalam, educating Muslims, educating people all around the world by going to supportqalam.com. Donate, contribute, give generously, and have your share in the Sadaqa Jariya and the amazing work that is going on. Supportqalam, QALAM.com. Jazakumullahu khairan. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Jazakumullahu khair, brothers and sisters, for joining me this evening for our du'as from the Quran session. The du'a series is brought to you by Pinya Appeal USA. Since 2016, Pinya Appeal has been committed to fighting poverty and need. They have provided aid in the midst of emergencies, supported orphans, provided warm meals, helped give medical assistance, and provided clean water to families across the Middle East, Asia, and right here at home in the USA. Since then, Pinya Appeal USA has helped over a million people in empowered communities around the world, helping break the cycle of poverty and build brighter futures. This Ramadan, they will continue that effort with the support of people like you and myself. To join their hashtag You Are the Difference Ramadan campaign, go over to pausa.org/qalam. So brothers and sisters, alhamdulillah, jazakumullahu khair. Thank you so much for joining me for another evening as we go through various du'as from the glorious Quran. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept this Ramadan from us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make this a Ramadan that is our best Ramadan ever, meaning that we got close to Allah, we felt that connection to Allah like none other. And I want to thank you for letting Qalam also be a part of your Ramadan as well. Tonight, brothers and sisters, this evening I'm going to be talking about a verse of the Quran from Suratul Ahqaf, or called the Sand Dunes. This is verse number 15. And there's a really beautiful dua that is mentioned by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this verse. You know, all of us brothers and sisters, we come into this world quite literally connected to another human being. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala teaches us throughout the Quran that amongst the responsibilities of connecting to Allah and establishing a relationship with Allah, another major responsibility that we have as believers is to maintain the ties of kinship and to keep the family ties strong as much as possible. This is something that the Prophet ﷺ and the Sunnah of the Rasul, it just emphasizes so much. It's so important in our deen. And so the verse that we're going to be looking at really talks about that side of things. It talks about how the relationships with our family members also have a deep impact on our own spirituality and also have a deep impact on our connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. See, we can't be going around cutting off the relationships with everyone around us and using that to connect with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught us you have to be connecting the relationships with your family and close friends. That is a part of your responsibility as a believer. So let's take a look at this verse. In this verse is a dua that we're going to study. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَوَسَّيْنَا الْإِنسَانَ بِوَالِدَيْهِ إِحْسَانًا, that we have ordained upon mankind, upon all of us, that we are righteous and good with our parents. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala kind of puts a reason behind so that we really understand what people went through for us to be here today. Guys, we live in a very individualistic society where it's all about me, me, me. What can I accomplish? What did I do in my life? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds you, you came into this world connected to someone, and you came into this world because of the sacrifice and the difficulty that another human being, namely your mother, went through for you to be here. Don't forget that. Don't forget where you came from. So Allah says, hamalatu ummuhu kurha. His mother or her mother carried him with difficulty. Wa wada'atu kurha. And then delivered him with difficulty. You didn't come by yourself. Someone sacrificed so much, went through so much pain for you to be here. Allah is reminding us about that. وَحَمْلُهُ وَفِصَالُهُ ثَلَاثُونَ شَهْرًا. And then it wasn't over then. It wasn't like, you know, you were born and then you were on your feet, you know, like horses. Minutes later, you're on your feet, you know, walking around. No, the human being state is such that once we're born, we're so weak, we can't even lift up our own neck. Someone has to do that. Lift up our own head. Someone has to do that for us. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and then the وَفِصَالُهُ وَحَمْلُهُ وَفِصَالُهُ ثَلَاثُونَ شَهْرًا. For 30 months, this person is being carried and then weaned for another 2 years. Subhanallah. وَحَمْلُهُ وَفِصَالُهُ ثَلَاثُونَ شَهْرًا. For 30 months, this person is being carried and then this person is being weaned. حَتَّى إِذَا بَلَغَ أَشُدَّهُ. And then this person continues to grow and get stronger and stronger and stronger until they reach this age of spiritual maturity and mental strength. Allah says, "Hatta idha balagha ashaddahu wa balagha 40 sana." They reach 40 years old. And the mufassirin, the commentators of the Quran, they say this is an age of strength, both physically but also mentally and spiritually as well. 40 years old. And then the person, if they're given tawfiq, they read this dua. And this is what we're going to focus on today. What does the dua say? Qala rabbi awzi'ani. Oh Allah, enable me, allow me, give me the tawfiq, as we say. Give me the ability. Rabbi awzi'ani an ashkur. Give me the ability to be grateful, to have gratitude. Give me gratitude. Give me a personality that is a personality of just pure gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Rabbi awzi'ni. And you know what some of the scholars say? Like, this tells us that the good in our life isn't from us, it's from Allah. Ask Allah for goodness. Ask Allah for the quality of shukr. If you find yourself to be someone that's negative and you're never seeing the good side of things, make this dua. Ask Allah, oh Allah, awzi'ni an ashkur. Inspire me with gratitude, oh Allah. It comes from Allah. And ashkur ni'mataka allati an'amta alayya. Oh Allah, allow me to be grateful for the blessings that you have bestowed upon me. And this is the attitude of the believer. The believer is one who, wherever they look, whatever the scenario is, they constantly see khair. They constantly see goodness there. And for that, they're grateful. For that, they're grateful. Because wherever they see, where other people see difficulty, they see, no, that's an opportunity for me that Allah is giving me so that I can become stronger, so that I can overcome that. So, Rabbi awzi'ni, oh Allah, inspire me so that I can be grateful for the blessings you have shown me. Wa ala walidayya. Ah, and see, now we're not alone. We're not alone in this world. There are people around us that deserve our goodness as well. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, the first place you gotta look is above you, your parents. Rabbi awzi'ni an ashkur ni'mataka allati an'amta alayya wa ala walidayya, and allow me to be grateful for the blessings that you bestowed on my parents as well. See, this is beautiful. Imam Razi, he says, he asks the question, why is Allah teaching us to make a dua for the blessings that our parents got? Well, it's common sense, because whatever blessings your parents receive, you get some benefit from that, be it a lot or be it little, but there's some benefit you get from that. So be grateful for the blessings that Allah showered upon your parents as well. An amta alayya wa ala walidayya wa an a'mala salihan tardahu. And oh Allah, give me the ability to do righteous deeds. See, again, a lot of us think it's all up to us. It's all me. It's all me. Yes, it is all you. But at the same time, you have to have deep inside your heart that I can't do anything without the permission of Allah. So before I try, I'm going to turn to Allah. I'm going to turn to Allah first and ask Allah. Then after I ask Allah, I'm going to go full all the way out. But first I turn to Allah. وَأَنْ أَعْمَلُ صَالِحًا تَرْضَاهُ. And oh Allah, give me the ability to do righteous deeds, تَرْضَاهُ, that please Allah. This is interesting. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala didn't say that we make a dua, oh, an a'mala salihan. Oh Allah, give me the ability to make righteous deeds. But he added something. It says, tarabahu, the ability to do righteous deeds that please him. Imam Razi, who's a well-known commentator of the Quran, he says the reason why this extra word is important, that please him, is because something may look like it's a righteous deed according to us, but not be pleasing to Allah. And there's other deeds that are righteous and pleasing to Allah. We think it's good, but Allah also approves and loves that action. So we're not asking for just righteous things that we think are good. We're asking Allah, oh Allah, give me tawfiq to do righteous deeds that I believe are good, but also that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is pleased with. Tardahu. Wa aslih li fi dhurriyati. And oh Allah, see, it's not about just what came before me, but you know what? I'm also worried about my children, those that come after me. I'm also worried about their well-being in this world and in the next. So then Allah teaches us the next part of the dua, which is wa aslih li fi dhurriyati. And oh Allah, give me righteousness in my children, in my progeny after me. Give me righteousness amongst them. See, one of the greatest blessings that a person can have is to see blessings upon their children. And one of the most difficult things for a person to see is their own children suffering, their own children struggling. And so what we're asking in this dua is, oh Allah, I thank you for the blessings of my parents. And now I'm asking you to put righteousness amongst my children as well. It's a beautiful dua. Wa aslih li fi dhurriyati. And oh Allah, give me righteousness in my children. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he spoke about something called sadaqatul jariya, which is sadaqa that it continues to go and continues to charity that a person continues to benefit from even after they have left the world. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he said one of the best types of sadaqa jariya is a child that is righteous, that makes dua for you after you leave the world. SubhanAllah, it's beautiful. It's beautiful. So this dua goes forward. And what does it say? Oh Allah, give me righteousness in my children, Ya Allah. And then the last part of the dua. Inni tubatu ilayka wa inni min al-muslimin. Oh Allah, I repent to you. The scholars, they say that every dua must have repentance with it as well. Every, no matter how high you get spiritually, no matter how good your level is spiritually, you always have to have tawbah and repentance as part of your dua every single time. And so we're taught here, inni tubtu ilayka, oh Allah, I repent to you. Wa inni min al-muslimin, and I am amongst those who say la ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasul, I'm a Muslim. You know, this verse, according to many of the scholars of tafsir, commentary of the Quran, this verse was revealed about Abu Bakr as-Siddiq. Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu is the close companion of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu has something very unique about him. Many scholars mention, and you can read this in many of the tafasir, like Ibn Kathir and others, that Abu Bakr is unique amongst the Sahaba for many reasons, but one reason is because he is one of the only Sahaba whose parents both accepted Islam. What a great blessing, right? For those who converted to the religion, the greatest blessing that they can see in their life is for their own parents to accept Islam as well. The greatest blessing is for them to accept La ilaha illallah. There is no God but Allah. And Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the messenger of Allah. This is the greatest blessing you could give to a convert. This is the greatest blessing that they could see from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Abu Bakr, both of his parents accepted Islam. And there's something else. All of his children were Muslim. All of his children accepted Islam. Remember, like he was not young when the Prophet's mission began. So he had children from before, but all of those children accepted Islam. And so this is a unique thing that Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu has, is both of his parents accepted Islam and all of his children also accepted Islam. Many scholars mention that this verse was revealed about him radiallahu ta'ala anhu. But this dua is beautiful. This is for all of us. This is for all of us. So let's read this dua together, inshallah, with the meaning in mind. Rabbi awzi'ni an ashkur ni'mataka allati an'amta alayya wa ala walidayya wa an a'mal salihan tardahu wa adkhilni wa aslih li fi dhurriyyati inni tubtu ilayka wa inni min al-muslimin. Brothers and sisters, thank you so much for joining me. Thank you so much for letting Qalam be a part of your Ramadan this year. May Allah accept it from us all. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guide all of our parents who haven't taken the shahada yet. Say ameen, inshallah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us righteousness through our children, inshallah ta'ala. Jazakumullahu khair, everyone. Thank you so much, and we'll see you in the coming sessions. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.